Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, I wonder if you're a leader in a chosen field, maybe a profession, maybe in the church, and I wonder if you've ever stopped to think about how you could avoid becoming a failed leader. We've had plenty of examples of those over the years. Well, over the last couple of weeks, we've started to explore some of the pitfalls associated with effective leadership and how we can overcome those in our own life. Last week, we looked at the compulsive leader. This week, we're going to move a step forward and look at the narcissistic leader. Of course, this is the one that none of us are going to admit to becoming. His name is Gary McIntosh. He's written a book called Overcoming the Dark Side of Leadership, and he's guiding us through this series. Gary, welcome again.
Glad to be back with you, Sheridan.
Really is the one probably none of us want to say that we're like, is it the narcissistic leader? Define the narcissistic leader for us.
A narcissistic leader is essentially a person who needs to be up in front of people, needs to be acclaimed, so to speak, likes to show off their achievements, their abilities in front of other people. So this really is something that we see quite a bit of. I mean, certainly we're going to see this in the movie industry and places like that, because a lot of those people who are actors are narcissistic, and they like to be up front. They like to have people applaud them. They like to, you know, show off their skills and abilities in acting. But we also see this in the field of business. Leaders sometimes like to be up front. They don't want to share the limelight with others. They want to be acclaimed for their gifts and their abilities. And we see this in religious institutions, too, and churches, particularly with pastors who sometimes like to show off their speaking skills and their oratory. So this really is a person that is right out there in front of us all the time.
Now, there are some people that are just built to be up front, and there are other people that aren't. And I'd imagine that to some degree, there's nothing wrong with somebody who's built to be in front of people, built to take a lead, etc., even built to entertain or built to act. Where does it become narcissism, though? Where is the line between the two?
You're right. I mean, if you go back and take a look at all of the personality tests that have been developed over the last, say, 100 years, all personality tests indicate that we have different personalities. Some of us like to serve by being behind the scenes, and others of us like to serve by being up in front and out in front of people. So it's not necessarily a bad thing to obviously be out in front. But it's more when we become self-absorbed and we think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. There's almost a drivenness to be out in front, to not share the limelight with other people. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if you had a business leader who was leading a team of vice presidents, for instance, and if they created a new product, if the business leader got up there and took all of the glory for that new product, I would say that's probably narcissistic. Mm-hmm. It comes when we are not willing to share the applause, but we kind of hoard it all to ourselves in a vain attempt to make ourselves look good.
As you've mentioned before, a lot of these dysfunctions are actually arising out of unmet needs or, you know, some sort of thing in the past. At the same time, it can also be just, you know, pure sinful behavior, pride, etc. What do you think is the inner need that is not being met when a leader becomes narcissistic?
It's surprising, but the inner need of most narcissistic leaders is to overcome their feelings of inferiority. Huh. And it's surprising because when we look at some of these people, we don't think of them as being inferior at all. Oftentimes, deep inside, what's driving them to be up front is their inferiority. They don't think that they're as good as other people. They don't think they're as qualified. And so they overcompensate by pushing themselves to the forefront.
Overcoming the Dark Side of Leadership is our topic. We're doing this series with Gary McIntosh. Theopenhouse.net.au has the podcast. What price, if we focus this then on, say, Christian leaders, what price does the church pay if it has a narcissistic leader at the helm?
Well, I think sometimes, particularly, and we'll hear people say about the larger churches, sometimes they're personality driven. Now, the truth is every church is personality driven because every pastor ministers from out of their personality. But I think what people are concerned about is when you have a narcissistic leader of an extremely large church, everything is built around them. And if they were to pass away, if they were to suddenly leave, there's a fear that because everything's been built around them, that everything would collapse. Now, the same thing can happen in a small church. We just don't see it as often. But I think that the danger is that they build everything around themselves, and because they won't share the acclaim or the glory with other people, particularly in larger churches where they have a large church staff, you may have church staff that comes and goes because the church staff will come in and help for a while, but then they see that the leader won't share any of the acclaim with them, and then they move on.
Yeah, it's. I wonder also about how they cope with criticism or indeed even correction, because if your whole sense of self is actually built on people giving you accolades and giving you attention and admiration and saying how wonderful you are, when you actually get criticized, you can sometimes actually have either a violent reaction or an increasingly interior reaction where they kind of withdraw into themselves.
Well, the short answer is you're correct. A truly narcissistic leader will not take criticism very well. They may on the surface accept it, but then they'll go in their office and be very upset. Or, they could just choose to totally ignore it. And what will happen, of course, in that situation is they will tend to stay away from you, or they will tend to remove you. If you're, for instance, a staff member, they probably then would move eventually to fire you or remove you from your position because they just don't want the criticism around you. So another danger very clearly would be that a narcissistic leader would pull around them a staff that tends to applaud them and not tell them the truth, and this can be a real danger.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know you also say that narcissistic leaders don't even tend to enjoy their success. They're often dissatisfied with their lives anyway.
And they keep pushing themselves forward because, again, deep inside, they feel somewhat inferior. It's almost like a drug in a sense because you're never totally satisfied with the applause or the acclaim that you received. Because deep inside, the real issue is you don't feel that you're truly accepted for who you are and that you always have to perform.
Mm. So, Gary, two questions come to mind straight away. One is, how can a narcissistic leader become more others-oriented? I guess, kind of get out from thinking about themselves. And secondly, how do we work with a narcissistic leader? How do we actually work with them to actually move them forward and I guess help them break free? The first one first, I mean, what can they do?
The narcissistic leader has to come to grips with the fact that they are driven to perform because of this need for approval that's deep inside of them. And I think if they can figure out why they have such a deep need for approval, they can begin to address that. So they really have to become self-aware, and they have to, I think, look into their past, and they have to become the grips with the fact that, you really don't have to perform all the time to be approved, particularly by God. I think one of the big revelations that people find when they read the Bible is that God accepts us just as we are, and he doesn't approve necessarily of all the sin and the bad things that we do as human beings, but he recognizes who we are, he loves us the way we are, he sent his son to die for us just the way we are, and so that there's an ultimate approval in God that we don't get just by performing.
Yeah.
And it usually takes time, Sheridan. It doesn't happen overnight, that's for sure. It can take months or years sometimes for people to work through this issue.
Yeah, and any tips on working with narcissistic leaders?
I think that we have to recognize that the person we're working with cannot take a lot of criticism. And so we have to learn when is the best time to approach them. I always advise people, if you're working for a person, you need to know that person very well. How do you approach them? When do you approach them? Sometimes it's best to approach a leader, in the morning. Sometimes it's best to approach them in the evening. Sometimes it's best to talk to them over a meal or, a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or something like that. So I think we really have to study the people we're working with. You know, like with a narcissistic leader, we can't probably share a whole list of negative things with them. You can't walk in and say, here's five things that people are saying about you. What we have to do is gently talk to them about one issue in their life, and we have to do it at the right time and in the right voice. So it has to be a gradual thing done in love, done in graciousness. I think we do have to protect the narcissistic leader as staff members from other people who may want to criticize them, and then we have to take the criticism to them in a more gentle way.
Well, we've looked at the compulsive leader and now the narcissistic leader. We've got the paranoid, the codependent, and the passive-aggressive leader. And the whole approach that we're taking is that if we expose the weaknesses we have in our leadership style, then we can overcome them, and we can indeed lead with great effectiveness. Gary, great to have you on the show again. We'll explore this next time.
It's been good to be with you, and I'll look forward to next time.
It's Gary McIntosh. He's the co-author of Overcoming the Dark Side of Leadership.
We hope you enjoy this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.